Bond is set at $1 million for a suspect in a fatal shooting in Canton. 45-year-old Larry Grimes of Canton was arraigned Tuesday in municipal court. A status conference is scheduled for tomorrow. Grimes is charged with murder in the May 24th death of 51-year-old Richard Poole. Police say Poole was found shot inside an Allen Page Drive Southeast apartment and later died at the hospital. Grimes was arrested in Canton Sunday. A second suspect, 30-year-old Daquan Rucker of Akron, also remains held on a $1 million bond. Unemployment continues to fall across Stark County and much of Northeast Ohio. Ohio Job and Family Services reports Stark County's May jobless rate at 3%, down from 3.3% in April. It was 4.8% a year ago. Mahoning County stands at 3.8%, while Carroll and Columbiana counties are both at 3.1%. Portage County dropped to 2.9%. Ohio's unemployment rate also fell, now at 3.7%. A Washington Township assistant fire chief is being held without bond in the Mahoning County Jail after pleading not guilty Tuesday in federal court to child pornography charges. Prosecutors say 58-year-old Donald Morrow faces three counts including receipt, transportation, and possession of illegal material dating back to 2009. Investigators say the case began with a tip that led to searches in May. Morrow remains suspended from fire department duties with a status conference set for June 30th. North Canton City Hall offices have been temporarily relocated as renovations begin on the police department and building HVAC system. City officials say most services will now be handled at the North Canton Civic Center on West Maple Street during regular business hours. Signage is posted and updates will be provided through the city's website and social media. Police and dispatch operations will remain at City Hall. Non-emergency calls can still be directed to the police department. Massillon is moving ahead with plans to restore the waterway at Reservoir Park after winning a $750,000 state capital grant. City officials say the money will help fund phase two of the project, estimated at up to $2.1 million. The Independent reports work at the so-called RESI will include rebuilding the pond area and adding fishing spots and docks. Construction is expected to begin in spring 2027 and wrap up by fall. The project has also been supported by local parks funding and previous state and federal grants. A man has been sentenced to prison for a crash that killed a Kent man in Portage County. 36-year-old Devontae Anthony of Bedford Heights will serve 3 years after pleading guilty Monday to aggravated vehicular homicide. Prosecutors say Anthony crossed a double yellow line on State Route 43 in Streetsboro in March 2024 while passing several vehicles. He crashed head-on into a car driven by 63-year-old George Shiner, who later died from his injuries. Authorities continue to investigate after a man's body was found in the Tuscarawas River at New Philadelphia. The discovery was reported around 3 o'clock Monday afternoon by individuals who said they saw a body floating near the skate park area. The Times reporter says personnel with the U.S. EPA encountered the body as they were conducting research in the river. The body was transported to the Cuyahoga County Medical Examiner's Office. It was later identified as that of 29-year-old Jacob Holbrook of New Philadelphia. The Tuscarawas County Sheriff's Office says there were no apparent signs of trauma. One woman was airlifted to a Pittsburgh hospital after a rollover crash in Liverpool Township Tuesday morning. Authorities say the woman suffered back injuries and was flown to UPMC Presbyterian Hospital after firefighters freed her from the vehicle. Her sister was also injured and taken to East Liverpool City Hospital. The crash happened around 10:30 on Westfield Road. The cause is under investigation. Major infrastructure projects in Sebring are moving forward. Village manager Chris Frazier told council the Ohio Public Works Commission has approved funding for a $427,000 waterline replacement project along East Ohio Avenue. The state will pay nearly 53% of the cost. Work is expected to begin in spring or summer 2027. The village's CDBG application has been accepted. It will fund a roughly $202,000 project, including sidewalks on 15th Street, improvements to part of the South Johnson Road sidewalk, and resurfacing of a portion of West Tennessee Avenue. Council approved engineering services from Thomas Falk and Associates for the project, adopted a cybersecurity policy, and committed $70,000 to demolition and revitalization of the JSI property on West Georgia Avenue. A Youngstown man is in custody after turning himself in Monday on a felonious assault warrant. 61-year-old Thomas Tubbs is expected to be arraigned today in municipal court. Police say he is accused of severely beating a woman during a May 2023 argument at a home on Sunshine Avenue. Court records show Tubbs has a prior criminal history, including a 1991 fatal shooting conviction and a 2013 felonious assault case involving a fight at a gas station. A Champion Township man is facing attempted murder and felonious assault charges after police say his wife was stabbed Monday night. Officers were called just after 9 to a home in the 6,000 block of Grassy Point, where they found a 48-year-old woman with multiple stab wounds and 64-year-old David Cebulski with cuts to his wrists. Police say the woman was taken to the hospital in critical but stable condition. Cebulski is scheduled to be arraigned today. The Summit County Medical Examiner has identified the woman who died in an Akron house fire as 86-year-old June Deniziak. The blaze broke out Monday morning in the 1200 1600 block of Chippewa Avenue. Firefighters removed her from the home, and she later died at Akron City Hospital from smoke inhalation. The fire is under investigation. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.